Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
After 8 right now, thank goodness on Saturday the SpaceX astronauts smuggled me into their Falcon 9 rocket so I could leave the Earth and broadcast remotely here from the International Space Station. Bob and Doug are in the back right now. Dean Richards is coming through the radio. Hi, Dean.
A lot of people have said they would like to leave the Earth right now.
No kidding. How you doing today?
Doing okay. Just taking the news one day at a time, one story at a time. We're, you know, trying to trudge through and report what's going on, looking for positive things, looking for, you know, good stories to tell. But, you know, in the end, we got to tell the full story one way or the other.
And the late night hosts have no shortage of material these days, do they?
Well, not in a comedic way. I don't think I have. Well, I guess I have seen the late night hosts. Sorry, the construction is going on.
Yeah, they're building the podium for Joe Donlan. He's going to be elevated on a 10-foot-high stand behind the anchor desk for News Nation.
Right, it's the podium and the pillows on which he will sit as the new host of. Sad that he's not going to be on WGN locally anymore, but starting in September, he's going to be the new co-anchor for the new News Nation. 3-hour block of primetime news that'll be on WGN America, along with some other names that you might know. Tom Negevin just announced is going to be the New York correspondent based out of New York. And I know you guys talked with Nancy Liu, who's going to be based on the West Coast. So we've got a bunch of WGN television people who are going to be part of WGN America, still in the building, but a whole new project. And plenty of noise going on during the construction. That's the main part for us.
Well, they'll be done soon. They're on September 1st every night, Monday through Sunday, 7 to 10.
They are plugging along. And, you know, it's like they say, when you live near the L, you don't even notice the noise anymore.
Oh, sure.
That's how it is here with all the construction noise until I do my segment with you. And then I think they go upstairs and they go, okay, he's on.
That's our cue.
Let's make as much noise as possible. But anyway, the late night host last night, you will remember after 9/11, they were off the air for a while. And then when they did come back, they struggled with how to deal with this, and there was virtually no comedy whatsoever on the late night shows. And that was the case last night as well. It was extremely serious, extremely somber. They talked about what's going on in America, the state of America right now, a little bit about, well, you know, the specifics of the protest. It was really very interesting. I've got a clip here with Conan O'Brien talking with CNN's Van Jones.
What are you feeling right now? How are you?
You know, I was as sad as I've ever been. I think from a Black perspective as a parent, we had this one little hope, this little tiny thread that there was something we could tell our children that they could do that would keep them safe from even the worst officers. In this situation, there's nothing we could have told our kids to survive. It was a lynching from our point of view.
A story came out about me on SNL doing an impression of Chris Rock in blackface, and I was horrified. The silence is the biggest crime that white guys like me and the rest of us are doing, staying silent. We need to say something. We need to keep saying something. My first guest tonight is Derek Johnson, the president and CEO of the NAACP.
And if anyone can stand up and say, I haven't made a mistake, run, because that person is clearly a liar. We have an opportunity to move forward. We have an opportunity to open up dialogue.
58 years ago, John Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable.
So Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, the president of the NAACP, Van Jones, and Conan O'Brien, but definitely the emotional moment of the late night shows last night was on the Late Late Show with James Corden, in which James was talking with his band leader, Reggie Watts, who is a person of color, and he broke down talking about how difficult it was for him growing up with an African-American father and white mother.
My father growing up in the Midwest and being in Vietnam and not being able to get a job when he got out of the Army because he was black and the economy wasn't doing that well and he had to reenlist and got sent back to Vietnam. And then when my parents got married, their marriage wasn't recognized by in the U.S. because of laws prohibiting interracial marriage. And, you know, my cousin Alice Walker writing her experience in the color purple. And I have this history in the black community in the Midwest that I don't access a lot because there's a lot of pain and emotion there, you know. It's hard. It's a weird time. I go in and out. You know, it's, I get set off. I get set off by anything. And it's, yeah. And I feel like there's also a pressure, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, if you're of color, you know, you got to represent your whole crew.
Yeah.
So I grew up all my life, like, really fighting, you know, to just be a human being and yeah. to not have people affected by the way that they look, but I also know that that's just realities.
Yeah, really, really powerful. If you go to James Corden's YouTube page, you can watch that whole video. It's about 7 or 8 minutes, but extremely emotional, extremely powerful. That's what late night was last night. They didn't even try to do jokes and you know, things like that. I do have some more lighter stories for this morning.
Okay,
well,
I trust you'll get us out of that funk. But that was Reggie Watts, right?
Reggie Watts. Yeah.
And we're talking to Dean Richards, and it's Blackout Tuesday in the music business, isn't it, Dean?
Yeah, and that doesn't have anything to do with what kind of clothing you wear today. Certainly not the day that's going to be the hottest day of the year so far. Light-colored clothing is what's expected, but if you're in the music industry today, they're calling it Blackout Tuesday as a sign of support for the protesters and what they are doing to focus all of the attention on the plight of African-American people and what they deal with regarding the police. So the music industry is shutting itself down, and music servicing platforms like Spotify are also getting into it, adding 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence to their playlist that you can download, which was the amount of time that the police officer's knee was on George Floyd's neck during his arrest that resulted in his death. So, you know, if you're a big music fan, there are not going to be as many options available for you today as possible. I recommend taking the recording of Bob's show here in the morning, and I know a lot of people like to record it so they can listen to it several times during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And replay that during the day instead.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Spike Lee also has got something related to the George Floyd tragedy. What's he doing?
Yeah, he has put together a short film. It's about 8 minutes long, in which he juxtaposes his movie Do the Right Thing and the famous protest scene, the riot scene, in which one of the characters in the movie is strangled by a police officer. He juxtaposes it with real-life video that we've seen so many times in the news. It's powerful. It's raw. It's very graphic, but it makes the point that Spike Lee is trying to make, which he actually says in the films, how many times does history have to repeat itself? So if you're interested in that, it's on Spike Lee's Twitter page.
I got caught up on a couple of things over the weekend. Watched the Seinfeld Netflix comedy show, which was good, and the Michelle Obama Becoming documentary. Yeah. I thought was really a good one. And there's one coming about Rocky, isn't there?
Yeah, this is going to be fun to watch because you know, the Rocky franchise, not the Rocky and the Flying Squirrel. And although that would also be, if I would be glued to a documentary like that to really go inside the life of Bullwinkle J. Moose, yeah, would be fantastic.
You want to know kind of what happened to Peabody and right, the Wayback right, Machine, don't you?
Right, Sherman, Boris Badenoff. Oh, yeah, did it right, work out okay for Boris Badenoff and Natasha? How funny that those names just trip off of our tongues so easily.
Yeah, how sad.
How sad. Very true. But this is about Rocky Balboa, the movie franchise Rocky Balboa. Five sequels to that movie and two spinoffs. A remarkably successful film franchise. And now they've put together a documentary which will be out in a week. It's supposed to be out on July the 9th. And it is going to look at the making of these films, which Sylvester Stallone had a very difficult time getting off the ground in the first place. It is going to tell the stories and where are they nows of all of the characters. Now, it's going to be, it was going to be on EPIX later on, conventional release, but now they've decided to go straight to video on demand. So look for that Rocky documentary, 40 Years of Rocky, The Birth of a Classic, on June 9th.
And no Dean Richards Entertainment Report would be complete without some reports of cancellations. What do you got for us today?
I've got a couple for you today. The Tony Awards got canceled, the conventional Tony Awards that they do at Radio City Music Hall, and then they were going to do it virtually. And yesterday they announced that they are also canceling the virtual Tony Awards. They just don't feel like it's an appropriate time to do a big celebration of anything right now. So that is being put on the back burner. But also a Wrigley Field concert that was on hold also got the official cancel yesterday. That was the show that was going to be Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett. It was supposed to be August 28th at the Friendly Confines. They are moving it to the summer of 2021. So if you've got tickets to that, they'll be honored then. Otherwise, contact your point of purchase, and you can see about getting a refund since the show has been moved.
And Lollapalooza still hasn't said anything.
No word. Right? Sent a couple of emails yesterday trying to get some clarification, still no word on Lollapalooza.
I wanted to mention your story about Ryan Reynolds, Blake happened
Blake
there?
Lively, yeah, his wife. This was a very interesting story. You know, there's been so much consciousness about what African-American people are going through and what's caused much of the unrest that's going on right now. So Ryan Reynolds and his wife announced a $1 million donation to lots of different organizations, including the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. They said on their social media yesterday that they were ashamed of being uninformed about how deeply rooted systemic racism is. And they're trying to make some amends with this donation, and they say they're teaching their children to use their privilege and platform to be kind and considerate and be an ally to all human beings. So it's a nice story.
Yeah, that's a good one. And here you go, Dean. It's Jerry Mathers' 72nd birthday today.
Oh, Jerry Mathers. Can you believe it? I was watching a Leave It to Beaver today. Is anybody else doing this right now with the news? At some point, you have to turn the news off. And I can't even believe I just said that in the WGN TV newsroom. My boss isn't here yet, thank goodness. But at some point, all the bad news gets overwhelming, and you have to turn on some mind candy. And I did the other day, and I watched a couple of Leave It to Beavers. Little Jerry Mathers couldn't have been more than 6, 8 years old, something like that. So innocent, so funny. you know, his brother Wally and Ward and June, and of course the great Eddie Haskell and Lumpy. And,
I love those shows too, but the later ones when Beaver's voice is deeper than Wally's, I'm not crazy about those.
That was a little weird.
Yeah, and but you're so right. I've been watching Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson's fantastic for the little, you know, just a little bit of mind candy. You know, the antenna TV lineup. I mean, it is part of the Nexstar company and WGN company and all that. But you get a couple of those Murphy Browns. I've been watching the Murphy Browns. I hadn't seen in a long time. Very, very entertaining. And, you know, you take a couple hours off from the news. It'll all still be waiting for you when you get back. Believe me.
Yeah, you need a rest.
Yeah.
You do.
Richard Pryor on with Johnny last night.
I saw that. Man. Yeah, I saw that. Actually, in the last couple weeks, they've run a couple of shows with Richard Pryor. And then whenever they run one of the shows where Albert Brooks is a guest,
awesome.
It's must viewing because he always had the greatest bits with Johnny. Remember
I saw
that?
A Steve Martin the other day that was hilarious, and maybe one of my favorite Johnny Carson episodes of all time, where he would have what they called civilians on the Tonight Show, the first guest, and this was a sweet little old lady, I forget from where, but she had a collection of potato chips.
Oh, that's a famous one
that looked like famous people,
right?
And she showing her little potato chips that look like Richard Nixon and look like, you know, the state of Texas. And Johnny Carson plays a joke on her by he had a little basket of potato chips off to the side, and he takes one of the potato chips and eats it. And the lady freaks out that Johnny ate one of her.
Right. You hear the crunch, and then she turns around
and gives him a stare. And it's one of the great moments on The Tonight Show.
Yeah. I've been watching that. Antenna TV, 9 o'clock. It was on at 10, but the boss here moved it to 9 so I could watch it before,
before
I had to go to sleep. That's right.
Yeah, that's nice. See, that's nice. You'll get a bonus for that, and I won't get punished for saying I have to stop watching news once in a while.
You'll know why Dean's not on the WGN-TV news for
There's
a while.
There's the difference between Bob and me. Bob knows how to work this game. I'm still figuring it out after all these
years. Maybe you'll be back with us tomorrow.
We'll see.
Have a good one.
See ya.